Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Hey, Curiosity Builders, I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, makers, artists, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of becoming who you were born to be. Whether you're just starting out or been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn new things and challenge your assumptions about what is possible so you can create new things, bring your ideas to life, and get your work to work. What is the minimum level of acceptance for your work? Where is the line between crap and good enough? What does excellent look like in your work? Is perfection even attainable? These are several questions guiding today's episode of Getting Work to Work, in which I explore the differences between crap at the start of your creative process and the crap at the end. I find that a lot of creative entrepreneurs confuse the two, extending deadlines, avoiding even starting your work, and suffering unnecessarily. I hope by the end of this episode you'll have a better understanding of your crap thresholds and which ones need to be thrown out and which ones need to be solidified. Special shout out to my good friend Kyle Schold of Freshwater Bay Creative for brainstorming this topic over lunch today. Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/286. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms and an opportunity to sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Each week, I send out some thoughts on curiosity, along with books, videos, podcasts, and other resources blowing my mind as well. All right, let's get into this crappy topic. I open the show with a ton of questions, and if you'll permit me, I have one more to ask. Do you fear doing work that is potentially riddled with mistakes and imperfections? Fear that grips you so that you don't actually start because you're afraid of releasing something that isn't good enough? I really think that it's this fear that prevents us from starting our work. And I think it also prevents us from finishing as well. And this fear of starting and finishing is what I'm calling the crap thresholds. And I think there are really two crap thresholds that we need to contend with. One is at the start of the process, and the other is at the end. When we start projects, we want our crap thresholds to be so low that we aren't afraid to start, make horrible work, and get all of the bad ideas out. And when we keep that bar low, we just don't have to worry about how the outcome is going to be. We just get into our process so that we can start. And I think we really need a robust creative process that tolerates horrible ideas and bad beginnings so that our imagination can flourish from the compost of crappy ideas, so that we can then iterate and improve on these things as the creative process unfolds and really turns into something amazing. We need to be able to push aside the nagging fear that our work isn't good enough so that we can move from the fantasy of the mind to the reality of the world. This first crap threshold is really about not focusing on whether your work measures up or is going to measure up, and letting it evolve and improve over time. The interesting thing about the crap threshold is, again, this comes from the classroom where, you know, students were afraid of releasing work that sucks. And it got me thinking, you know, I get asked often, you know, what is the minimum level of standard that you have on an interview if it's not good enough? And you know, my threshold, at least for interviews and other things that I do, is lower than I want it to be, I think, because I just need to get things out so that I can improve upon them. I learn best by doing. I learn best by doing and sharing and seeing what the feedback is. And for me, initially, I really thought that my first and second crap thresholds were the same. I want it to be so low that I not only start, but I finish. But it wasn't until I had lunch today with my friend Kyle where he's like, but I'm with your students here because I want to make sure that my work is good enough because people are going to judge me and evaluate me based upon the work that I release. and thus the second crap threshold was born. And I think you want this bar to be much higher because your reputation is on the line. And I don't think this line represents improvement, but quality and excellence. And so if the first line represents improvement, the second one is about improving to the point of a standard of quality and excellence. And the second crap threshold is the byproduct. It is the outcome. It is what is made from the creative process that allows you to work through all the horrible ideas to begin with. And do you want to know what I think really happens when people don't start or when people don't finish? I think it's because they confuse the two crap thresholds. Instead of worrying about whether things are perfect or not at the beginning, just start because they're not going to be perfect. And instead of, you know, releasing crap because you just want to get it out, be willing to say no when it doesn't measure up. All right, so I want to share five ways to incorporate crap thresholds into your creative process. The first way to incorporate crap thresholds is to work on your mindset. Mindset is everything. And in the book, The Alter Ego Effect by Todd Herman, he shares the six mindsets that really help you win. And these are all from his book verbatim, these six mindsets. And I'm just going to just walk through them. The first one is embracing the challenge. When you embrace a challenge, you are raising that second crap threshold higher and higher each project. You're saying yes to better work as opposed to being like, yeah, it's good enough. The second mindset is staying flexible and adaptable. This is addressing the first crap threshold, being willing to like play with ideas and being able to just see where creativity goes. And in line with that first crap threshold is the third mindset of embracing your imagination and creativity. The fourth is keeping a playful attitude. The fifth is appreciating discovery and curiosity. And the sixth is knowing you can reshape your mind. It's interesting that a lot of these mindsets that Herman shares is a lot about the first crap threshold, even just starting. I think that they also affect the second crap threshold as well, because when we get so focused on raising our quality so high, we can sometimes become inflexible to change. And so your mindset, being able to stay nimble, being willing to lower that first crap threshold and raise the second one, simultaneously is all a product of your mind. The second way to incorporate crap thresholds is to be willing to cross that first crap threshold every single day. If you have a project that you're working on, just get that stuff down. Move on, generate bad ideas, and start working on them. Dig in the dirt of your ideas so that you can find the beauty that needs to be released. But before you release your work, really make sure that it is surpassing your second crap threshold. You want to make sure that you are doing the best work that you can so that you have standards and a quality of excellence. The third way is to not be afraid of what people will say. And instead, I think you need to fear succumbing to the crap thresholds. And what I mean by that is you need to fear not getting started because you're confusing your crap thresholds. And you need to fear putting out stuff that's not good enough at the end of the process. And I think this is where that mindset again is really important. The fourth way to incorporate crap thresholds is to find a community that can help you and you can help them. Because when you're around a group of other people, that's a great way to work with your crap thresholds of being able to say, you know what, let's brainstorm some really bad ideas so that we can then raise our standards, so that we can work through our creative processes. This is a great place for community. But if you're in a community that doesn't really value this kind of level of bad ideas and growth and improvement to do the best that you can, find a community that will. Fifth and finally, constantly redefine your crap thresholds by lowering the first and raising the second. And this is going to take some self-awareness on your part, being able to be like, all right, where am I getting stuck when I'm starting? Is it because I'm expecting too much of myself in the beginning and not trusting that I'm going to be able to work through these challenges to raise the quality of my work as it unfolds? Or am I just thinking that I only have one threshold and that's good enough? It's really important to really consider what is preventing you from starting and what is preventing you from finishing. So as I close this episode, I ask an important question. Where are your crap thresholds currently set? I think it's time for you to assess these levels and make some necessary changes so that you can get your work to work. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.